Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today we're talking about, it's not about being right, it's about being left. It's not about being right, it's about being left. So it might sound a little bit cryptic to some of you. It's not a podcast on directions and how to get somewhere. And it's not a podcast on what your political persuasion is, whether you're left or whether you're right. It's actually originally a war statement. So it's basically saying that it's not about being correct. It's not about even being good. It's not about being right as incorrect. It's about being left. So in other words, it's about still being around. It's about surviving. It's about carrying on. So it's not about who's right, it's about who's left. It's not about being right, it's about being left. So as you can imagine, in this path of life, this is a long journey. It's not, life isn't a sprint, it's a long distance endurance race. So it's like a marathon. It's more like a marathon than it is a sprint. So it's very easy to fall off the path, and life is about sticking with that path. And that's why I like that expression so much. It's not about being right, it's about being left. So it means a few things to me. And when I heard it first, I did think, well, you know, it's very, very interesting and statement. And it does make you think about certain things, which is what all these podcasts hopefully are about. I've had a good bit of feedback so far, and everyone said that it stimulated their own thought or their own thought regarding subjects. And, you know, whether you agree with my point of view or not, that's totally up to you. Either way, I'd still actually love to hear from you, whether you're agreeing or you don't agree. But I especially love if you want to leave a review or a comment, or you want to share or like iTunes. That's the one that's very valuable to this podcast. iTunes and the blog and the vlog are out every single Wednesday. So any kind of interaction is greatly appreciated. Thank you very much for all the interaction so far. This is all free content and there's no charge for any of this. So we keep it free. Obviously, we want to keep it free. So please, any comments, any shares, any likes, everything is greatly appreciated, especially iTunes. That's the very valuable one. That's the one I would love to get a few more reviews and a few more testimonials on. So back to the task at hand. It's not about being right, it's about being left. So basically, there's a few things that this makes me think about. It makes me think about stop comparing yourself to others. So you don't have to be right. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to keep going and keep being you, no matter what path you're on. Social media probably now at this stage is forcing us all to compare to others more so than any other time in history, any other moment in history. We're able to now look globally and watch what everybody is doing. Everybody looks amazing. Everyone has their best foot forward. Everybody is doing amazing things. They have amazing things. They're making amazing money. They're living amazing lives. And you're probably not in the most glamorous of situations while you're actually watching or looking at other people's Instagrams and Facebooks. What am I talking about? Well, a lot of people just sit in the loo while they're scouring through their social media. So you're there not feeling the most glamorous in the most glamorous of situations, and you're looking at other people who seem to be very glamorous and absolutely living their lives, and you're comparing. So it's not about being right, it's about being left. It's about who is left. So what that means is stop comparing, because you don't know the kind of lives that these people are living. You don't know the skeletons in their closet. You, all these rich and famous people who have very public meltdowns, who you don't know the struggle that they have. I know you might look at them and you think, wow, you know, I'd love to be them, or you'd love to swap. But the thing is, you probably wouldn't love to swap. And if you actually realize the problems that other people are having, you probably wouldn't trade or swap your own problems for their problems. You'd be quite happy and content with your own. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know what's going on in other people's lives. So envy and jealousy aren't worthwhile pursuits. Instead, you want to replace those negative emotions with positive emotions. So looking for people who you would love to emulate or you look up to or actually give you a positive feeling. Not envy, not jealousy, but somebody that you would hope to aspire to be similar to. Anytime you have any of these negative emotions, immediately try to replace it with a positive. So you're going to know what your own trigger mechanisms are for getting you into that kind of negative comparing state of mind. That's ultimately going to make you just feel like you're not doing enough, like you're not worthwhile. So that direct comparison, we're all in different journeys. We all start on a different footing. You don't know exactly what's going on in people's lives. They could have the appearance of being super happy and they could absolutely be totally miserable, and their whole lifestyle could be like their captor, could be like a prison sentence or a jail sentence. You don't know, so you need to be grateful for your lot. Try not to skim through voyeuristically looking at people's Instagrams, Facebook, you know, just a passing time, because it's a little bit of a futile pursuit and ultimately can lead to you having negative feelings towards yourself and comparing. So just try to use your time a little bit more effectively. Do the things that make you positive, that keep you motivated towards your goals. So anytime you feel that you're getting a little bit negative, or you're feeling a little bit envious, or you're feeling inadequate in any shape or form, immediately replace it with something, with a positive source of motivation and inspiration for yourself. We all have the same units of time. You can spend one unit of time, or 1 minute, or an hour, or however long, in a negative frame of mind. Our negative influences are things that might drag you down, or you can spend one unit of time on something that's positive. So it's all of these moment by moment decisions that affect our mental health. So it's very, very important that we take as much control over them as we possibly can, and try to immerse ourselves with positive things. There's enough negativity out there. There's enough to contend with. Life can be hard enough without having to be worrying about envy and jealousy are just feeling bad. Everyone is absolutely entitled to put up whatever they want on their social media. And you are also as well. So it shouldn't be up to them to filter, or you to filter. It'd be hard for you to filter, you know, if you were putting up a picture, if you're feeling good about yourself and you put up a picture worrying about other people's feelings, and likewise, vice versa. So it's very important that you try to control your own emotions by feeding it negativity. A Ferrari that's running on tractor fuel isn't going to be as strong an engine or as high performing a car as if it's running on high performance fuel. So keep that in mind. You are whatever you put in. That goes for all positive influences, diet, reading material, documentaries, the people that you look up to, the social media, the people that you follow, etc., etc. So be very conscious that you're trying to give yourself the best chance out of the lot by being positive, and sticking with positive influences, not people or not situations that's going to make you feel really bad about yourself. Right, the next thing is that expression, it's not about being left, it's about being right. It's perseverance. It's not about back to war. So in war, it isn't about who's correct or who's good or who's just. It is about who survives, and ultimately that's who wins, the people that survive. What's the expression? History was written by the victors. I think Winston Churchill said history is written by the victors. So the people that survived, not the best, not the most worthy adversaries, but the people who are victorious, basically. They're the ones it's their story that's going to be heard. So ultimately, that's what you have to do. Perseverance. Keep moving forward. As long as I'm involved in martial arts, I would always rather get somebody who's not as naturally talented, but they have a strong work ethic and they've a really good positive attitude and a willingness, and they're motivated. That to me is way better than somebody who is trying to survive on natural talent alone. So perseverance will carry you on through every obstacle, and it will actually arm you with what you need. So perseverance, not a week or not a day, not a year. I mean, perseverance is being able to do what you need to do to achieve your goals for 10 years, for a decade, for 2 decades, for 3 decades. And I mean, you know yourself, most people would have quit a long, long time ago. So if you try to stay through to your course and the path that you're on and your particular goals and your journey and your focus, and you remind yourself often exactly what the bigger picture that you're working towards, it's going to make it a hell of a lot easier to have that perseverance that we're talking about, that motivation, that stubbornness, if you will, to keep going forward towards your goals. And that's what actually trips up a lot of people in the long term. How do you have that perseverance? How do you keep going? Well, basically, it's routines. Routines will arm you with the daily exercises that you need to ensure that you have a better chance of achieving your goals in the future. So it's a long-term thing. So time passes by. The thing is, time is passing by. Whether you are choosing to do something or not, that time is going to go by. You'll be delighted in 10 years' time that you did do something. If that time is going to go by, so that goes for savings. If you're saving money, if you save €1 a day, it's not very much money. But in 10 years' time, you'll be absolutely delighted that you did, because that time is going to pass. If you didn't save that €1 a day, I mean, you didn't save it. You'll wish that you actually did, and you wish that you started sooner. So it's the same with everything. It's the same with educating yourself. The routines that you need should be daily routines. So to do with your work routines, your educational routines, so your educational material, your eating, obviously, routines, and your sleeping routines, your socializing routines, your health routines, your training. How could I forget that one? It's basically what routines are relevant to you is all to do with the subject matter that you're involved in, or the subject matter that you're progressing to, or you want to be involved in. Everybody I know already has the information in their mind to set out the best routines, the most productive routines to help their life and to help exactly what you want to do, basically. So you need to sit down. I still prefer pen and paper, but I mean, you can use your phone, you can use your computer, anything, but definitely script it, write it down. Successful people engineer their lives. They engineer their day. Now, I'm not trying to say that you should be such a stickler for routine that you can't live in the moment, because there's a common thread in absolutely every one of these podcasts I do. It's that it's all about balance. So we're talking about balancing this out. We're talking about balancing out successful routines as well as, you know, your normal free-flowing life, free-spirited life. That's totally fine as well. But if you want to achieve stuff in the future and you want to work towards your goals, you need to do and you need to have successful daily routines that you do on automatic, because you know if the choice is given to you, you probably won't do it. So it needs to be something that's automatic that you do every day, and it helps you work towards your goals. So hopefully you found that interesting. And as I said, if iTunes, please give us a like or give us a review, and that would be much appreciated. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.